Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, taking you through a sunny Monday afternoon. It will take you into your Sunday evening. And, well, for now, the sun's out. We might touch high 60s, perhaps some low 70s today. That's perfect baseball weather. And let's hope that that continues throughout the month of May as well as we get into June so we can get all of these baseball tournament games in. And here to talk some high school baseball with us, we've got Tim Gebhardt with the Chronicle Telegram. Tim, as always, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend. How are you?
Hey. Good, Bull. How you doing? Finally, some sunshine out there. I'd like to see that.
It's about time. You know, the last time I saw you, we were over at Elyria Catholic. It was an EC North Ridgeville matchup. And, Well, the sun was kind of out, and it wasn't exactly baseball weather, but it was good enough. I mean, it was 40 degrees, and at the time, I think it felt like a heat wave. And, you know, before we get into some of these baseball pairings and some of these brackets, it really is incredible that next Monday, a lot of these teams will start playing tournament games, and a lot of them will have fewer than 20 games played in the season.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
I mean,
that's true.
It's wild. Like, can you remember ever having a spring like this where so few games have been played before the tournament?
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I recall that there have been some springs that have had, you know, wet and cold weather, but this one just seems like it's lasted and just kind of dragged on, and it just kind of has cost athletic directors, I'm sure, to be pulling their hair out trying to reschedule stuff and getting umpires and so forth, because it has been, as you said, it's been just terrible. And I agree. I think it's probably the worst spring that I can recall. Usually you'll get a week, or you'll get you know, maybe 10 days where it's kind of iffy, but eventually you get enough dry days and enough warm days where you can get stuff played. And boy, this year it's just been a scramble.
Tim, what about the coaches from that standpoint? Thinking about that, having played so few games, maybe some teams have gotten some more in there. Do you catch anything from the coaches being a little bit indecisive, perhaps, going into the playoffs? Or maybe some are happy they've played fewer games? I don't know.
Well, I don't think they're happy they've played fewer games. I think what's really bothered them is that they haven't had a lot of practice time, because now, if the weather's decent, they're going to be playing a game, and there's no way that in between that they can work on, you know, maybe stuff that they need to work on, or fundamentals of sort, some stuff, and bunting, and all the things that they try to do. All that stuff might be out the window now, because they're into actual playing the games.
We're talking high school baseball with Tim Gebhardt of the Chronicle Telegram. And, you know, anytime you've got depth in your pitching staff, it really shows this time of the year when you get into tournament time. And I guess that leads me into my first question. Is there anybody who's going to be able to challenge Amherst in the Division I Lorain bracket? Any dark horses in that bracket?
Well, you know, it doesn't look like it. Amherst looks like they've got the team. But, you know, you look around at that thing, and you say to yourself, you know, I've been impressed with how Elyria has played at times. Elyria has played very well. Obviously, St. Ed's is in the bottom bracket with Elyria. Those two, who knows? They could come out and give Amherst a battle in the final if either of them can get out there. You got Avon and Lorain too. There are teams that are dangerous enough where on a given day they could give anybody trouble.
What do you think's the most intriguing first round matchup in that particular bracket?
Well, you know, I like the Avon Lake North Ridgeville game, and the reason I like it is because both of those teams have just enough hitting and maybe one or two guys that can throw the ball pretty well. That's an interesting first round game. Avon Lake is the fifth seed. North Ridgeville is the 12th seed. North Ridgeville's record isn't particularly impressive. You saw them against Elyria Catholic. They're not that bad. I mean, they're like a play or two away from turning that whole thing around.
Tim, just to go back to Amherst, folks who may not have seen them play, and we talk about how good they've been this year, the ace on that staff, the young man, Shavre, I believe his last name, he's a guy who really has potential to maybe even be drafted in the MLB this upcoming season, doesn't he?
I would agree. You know, his sophomore and junior seasons, he was outstanding, and now here he is a senior really putting it together again, and you know, Coach Rossitano over there has got to be feeling pretty good about having him as his number one. They've got a couple of kids behind him, though, that are also pretty good. He's got that program, you know, at a high level right now, and, you know, they've been doing that for several years. You know, there's a couple of other kids that have come out of that program, and are the Rua kid is playing professionally. There's a couple of other kids that have been, you know, college Division One talent, and that's just an outstanding program over there at Amherst.
And Xavier Moore was drafted, of course. He was a pitcher for the Comets last year. Do you recall a time where anyone's come back-to-back kind of like that with numbers the way Xavier Moore and Shaver have here over the last couple of years?
Oh, my gosh, that's right. Yeah, they've been outstanding.
Yeah. We're going to come back to this bracket in future weeks, my friend. We could spend a whole segment on that bracket, but my guess is we'll come back to that in the coming weeks also because of all the intriguing matchups that are at least scheduled as of now over the next couple of weeks. I want to get into some of these other brackets as well as far as they pertain to some of the local teams. Boy, Fireland's the top seed in that Division II Parma bracket. What's made Fireland so good this season? I mean, you don't become the top seed by accident. What's made them so good this year?
Well, you know, here again, Dan Ransom is their coach, and Dan has been a baseball man a long, long time. He coaches summer baseball. I think his kids have come up through his system, and Dan teaches fundamentals, and that is something in high school that if your kids can play defense and know the fundamentals and know what to do and so forth, that's a leg up. And they've always had a couple of kids that can throw the ball real well. I think Firelands is in a good position. That bracket, if you know, it's got Keystone in it, and I think Keystone is one of those dark horse teams. They've got a lot of kids with a lot of potential, and they could be much better than that number five seed shows. They got to go through Rocky River to get to Firelands, but that could be a very good upper bracket there over at Cuyahoga, that eventually will be playing at Cuyahoga Community College. You got Firelands, you got Bay, who's another good strong team, Rocky River and Keystone, all in that one bracket. Then down in the lower bracket, you got Holy Name. They're obviously always pretty good. Brookside is another one of those teams that just seems to each year be dangerous for anybody to play. They're the three seed. That's going to be an interesting battle to see who comes out of that Division II tournament.
We're talking high school baseball with Tim Gebhardt of the Chronicle-Telegram here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Tim, we'll turn our attention now to the Division III circuit in that Lakewood bracket. Elyria Catholic is the top seed, as we expected that they might be. Boy, EC does a little bit of everything. You know, the one game that you and I always reference, the game you and I saw that they played against North Bridgeville,
right. They
ended up winning that game via the mercy rule. And boy, they were great in just about every phase of that game. I thought the pitching was very good. Defensively, they twisted a few double plays.
Yep.
They obviously hit the ball really well. They were pretty opportunistic offensively as well. Who do you think poses the biggest threat to EC in that particular bracket?
Well, you know, I'm not sure that anybody really matches up well with Elyria Catholic. If they get the Jack Laird, if he can pitch a couple of games in that tournament, you know, they're the number one seed, so they're out waiting and as with a bye. They'll be playing the first game at home. So I'm sure he'll pitch that game, that first game, and then he'll probably pitch the final as well, I would think, if they get, you know, again, if they get that far. Lutheran West is a team that you always have to be concerned with. They always have a good baseball team. I don't know much about Wycliffe. They're the fourth seed. They could make some noise. But I really expect Elyria Catholic to move out of that district and on to Massillon.
How much noise do you think Clearview could make in that bracket?
You know, I haven't seen Clearview this year, so I'm not really sure. I know they've got a nice record. I know they play very well in that pack. You know, they'll have to get past probably Wellington, I would imagine, in that next round game. Wellington is playing Brooklyn. I think Wellington probably will advance. I did see Wellington once. They're not bad. I mean, there are some teams in there that probably could give Elyria Catholic some trouble, Clearview and Wellington being two of them. And, of course, Kirtland, again, a team that I haven't seen, but they're seeded number two, so that tells you that the coaches must respect them.
Sure, and Kirtland seems to be pretty good in just about every sport that they play
are.
Also.
Right.
I think
very good.
It's a fairly safe bet. Got to give some love at the Division IV level to Lake Ridge Academy. They're the top seed as well in their particular bracket. You know, it's a fun story, but what's made them so great?
Well, you know, last year their coach made the comment to me at the beginning of the year that he felt his team had the potential to get to the state tournament. That team is pretty much all intact. Now, last year they lost in the district, I believe, or in the sectional round. They had a disappointing tournament run. So here again, they have the potential to move along in that bracket and get out. But again, baseball is one of those sports where you never know. You've got Columbia there. Columbia usually plays everybody pretty tough. I know they're a 9 seed. They're not as good this year, maybe, as they've been in the past, but they could cause some problems. And then down in the lower bracket, you got Dalton and Ripon, two teams I don't really know a lot about, but, again, seeded second and third, so they must have something going for them to get there. And I always look at Independence. Their baseball program, historically over the years, has always been very strong. That's a team that could cause Lake Ridge some problems also. So it's not going to be an easy task for for Lake Ridge to get moving out of that tournament. But I think that they've got to feel pretty good about themselves right now.
Another top seed. And I think it's interesting. You know, we talk a lot about, you know, the weather and how it's made things so tough for these coaches to schedule practices, schedule games. But there are a lot of top seeds from the local area teams. Medina's another one. They're the top seed in that Barberton bracket. Are you amazed at seeing how many top seeds that there are from this area, given all the scheduling challenges?
Well, you know, that is amazing. But again, all of these, you know, you talk about that Greater Cleveland Conference. I mentioned Elyria. That is always, historically, you know, you got Strongsville. They've always been a very strong, excuse the pun, but they've always been a very strong baseball team. Mentor always fields a very, very good team. You know, you've got a lot of schools in that conference, that Greater Cleveland Conference, that play very, very good competitive baseball and are always, you know, kind of knocking on the door of getting out of their own respective districts.
Well, we've got about a week before these games get played, so about 6 or 7 days left for some of these local area high school teams to get themselves ready for the first round of the tournament. Again, they're scheduled to kickstart this 1 week from today. Tim, as
well,
always,
they're all of them are going to be playing, I'm sure, Monday through Friday this week, trying to get as many games in before that happens. So I'm sure the coaches are looking forward to some decent weather this week and hopefully getting, you know, 5 games in before the tournament starts.
Yeah, well, sunshine today, sunshine tomorrow, then they're calling for storms on Wednesday
right.
and Thursday. So, you know, who knows? Your guess is just as good as any, my friend. But, Tim, we always appreciate the time, and as we get deeper into the tournament, we'll definitely have you on again.
Great. Thanks a lot, Andy. You have a great day.
You too. That's Tim Gebhart with the Chronicle-Telegram talking about the high school baseball pairings tournament time. Again, 1 week from today, they'll get things going. We need to step aside, take a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll be back with more in just a minute on AM 930 WEOL.